I think this is interesting with school starting back up, but one of the things they don't tell you about whenever you become a parent is that you have to become a CSI investigator.
Oh.
And you also have to have a little bit of Dr. House's abilities as well.
Okay.
To try to chase down these various ailments that your kids get and make sure they're not making them up.
Oh, true.
For example, when I was in school, I had a friend who had a unique way of getting out of school. He would get a couple of cookies, he would chew them up in his mouth, then he would take a water bottle and splash it around in his mouth, then pour the water bottle into the toilet and spit the cookies out just as his mom was nearby. She would hear the splash and walk in the bathroom, and he would say, "Ooh, Mom, I'm feeling sick. I just threw up."
Oh, good one.
She would see the cookie crumbled stuff and the water mixed together in the toilet and think he had thrown up, and he could get out of school that way.
She didn't check
his temperature or nothing. That throw up was enough to prove to her he had done it.
Of course, after the, you know, fourth week in a row.
Well, he didn't do it every day.
And the bag of cookies are gone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Cookies.
He's gaining weight.
No wonder he's sick. He eats cookies every night before bed.
That's where you get the phrase tossing your cookies. Get it?
Thank
get
you,
it?
Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, at one point he had to switch to a can of peas, and I think he used a can of corn another time.
Yeah, that would make you throw up.
Now he's possessed.
That was kind of weird. She's like, "Have all you eaten today is peas?" But that's kind of, I think, an Oscar-worthy move for a kid in school. We've had a problem. Our son has been getting stomach cramps at school, so we're trying something to see if we're taking him off of dairy products to see if dairy has given him a problem at school. And, you know, after a week so far, he's been doing better. We're thinking no dairy products for him.
Mm-hmm.
We've always known that he seemed to be a little bit lactose intolerant, and we give him those Lactaid pills. It's kind of like Beano, except it isn't to keep you from farting. It's just to make your stomach not hurt when you eat milk products.
Right.
But we're kind of having to play Dr. House here to try to figure out if we can, you know, narrow down what this thing is that's causing problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you got to take their temperature and stuff like that. You can't.
Huh?
But when it's stomach problems, they can say, "Oh, I'm sick."
Right.
Like, you know, are they really trying to get out of school and they just don't want to go today? Or do they really have a stomach problem?
Well, we were pretty sure with him.
Well, we always do. We're like, let's get that rectal thermometer out, and they'll know.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
Wow.
They'll go to school, won't they?
Yeah, yeah. All right, Danny, I'll go.
I feel so much better.
I'll go.
Is DSS back on the line?
They're on line four this time.
It seems like you're basically threatening your kid with torture of a horrible nature to get them to go to school when you look at it that way.
Well, if you look at it that way.
Yeah. It works.
Don't look at it that way.
Yeah, look at it a different way then.
But I think there's probably a lot of people out there who had some pretty good tricks for fooling their parents. One of the ways my parents would do it is they just set up a rule that if you stayed home from school, you couldn't do any of the fun stuff that day.
Yeah,
so there was
no
video gaming. There was no anything fun at all. And so you would weigh it out. Would I rather go to school and at 3 o'clock I'm free to do anything, or do I want to stay home and not be able to do anything all day?
And I've heard the story of the kid taking the thermometer and holding it against the light
to
make it
warm it up.
But when his temperature was like 200, his mom knew he was
like,
lying.
Right.
Yeah, so
it's not good. You got to learn how. That's where you know if you got a smart kid or a dumb kid.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the smart kid has got 101 fever. The dumb kid's got a 250 degree Celsius fever.
And at that point, you know the dumb kid needs to go to school.
Right. So you have a 250 degree fever. You need to go to school.
Yeah. And don't skip math class. All right.
Or science.
Yeah.